From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. On the show today, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and why their problems could affect all of us and our children.
After emergency meetings over the weekend, the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve announced plans to provide more cash for the two housing finance companies if they need it. Fannie and Freddie have suffered major losses in the mortgage foreclosure crisis.
Federal regulators are hoping the latest moves will help prevent a further decline in the company's stock prices. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Fannie and Freddie's stock prices got hammered last week as investors worried about the stability of the two companies that are behind nearly half the mortgage debt in this country. So the Federal Reserve will grant Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac access to its so-called discount window. That will give the companies access to additional loans until Congress can act. The Treasury is asking Congress to pass legislation that could grant hundreds of billions of dollars in credit in the longer term. The Treasury plan would also give the government the option to buy a stake in the companies if that's what's needed to keep the mortgage companies in business. And the Treasury is asking Congress to give what it called a consultative role to the Federal Reserve in new regulations developed for the two companies. The Senate Banking Committee will hold a hearing on the proposal on Tuesday. This is the second time that the Fed has stepped into the mortgage crisis since the government helped bail out the investment bank of Bear Stearns earlier this year. Both moves raise concerns that U.S. taxpayers could bear some of the costs if the government's rescue plans don't work. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.